this public hearing on a request to vacate what is billed in pre-hearing submissions as a 10-foot wide planting strip within the southerly portion of the 6th Avenue right-of-way line between South Howard Street and South Rochester Street, as that area is legally and otherwise described and depicted in the city's preliminary report that was received in the Office of the Hearing Examiner on March 3rd, 2021, as a proposed exhibit to today's hearing. The requested vacation is billed as being intended to facilitate a 7-story apartment building development project. The relevant date is March 11th, 2021, and we are convened on the record just after 9 a.m., which was the date and time notice for this hearing to take place. And with the place being here in this Zoom hearing room, since the Tacoma Municipal Building is still closed and we are under restrictions thanks to COVID for in-person meetings. My name is Jeff Capel. I'm the City of Tacoma's hearing examiner. I'll be presiding in the hearing today. I will note that I have authority in the Tacoma Municipal Code 123, as well as applicable provisions in the Public Works Code, and in RCW 3579, which gives the City Council the authority to designate a hearing officer to conduct the required public hearing for street vacations. So I am that hearing officer. I am not the decision maker for street vacations, though. I will tell you up front, because street vacations in the state of Washington are considered legislative acts, and I am not the city's legislature. I am just their hearing officer. So the City Council will make the ultimate decision on this, but as their hearing officer, as I mentioned, I am authorized to conduct the required public hearing. After which I made a recommendation that includes findings and decision on the vacation request ultimately. So how we will proceed today is the City's Department of Public Works, Real Property Services Division will make the first presentation. And that typically consists of the City going over what it did and taking this petition and reviewing it, and usually making a recommendation based on the criteria both in the city code and in state law for approving street vacations, and where the city staff thinks this particular petition comes out in alignment with those factors. Mr. Stevens, you are the city's representative today, correct?
I am, Mr. Examiner.
Are you in intending to call any other witnesses, or are you the sole presenter today?
I am the sole presenter.
All right, so go ahead.
Mr. Examiner, I feel like there's a lag in my connection. Are you sensing that? Are you seeing that also?
Well, I've over the last few weeks, we've had a bit of a lag with the connection to you. We haven't had a whole lot of interaction yet this morning. It's not seeming quite as pronounced this morning, maybe, as it has the last couple of hearings. So we'll just see how that goes. So the city will make its presentation. All testimony from the parties today will be taken under oath, so I will swear you in beforehand. Once Mr. Stevens has given his testimony, a representative from the petitioner, which is listed as 6902 6th Avenue LLP, will have the opportunity to cross-examine Mr. Stevens if there is the need for clarifying questions. Both sides, prior to making presentations today, will have the opportunity to make a formal opening statement. If you wish, that can be waived, and we can just go straight into testimony as well. Once the city is done with its presentation, then the petitioner, who again, like I said, is listed as 6902 6th Avenue LLP, which that LLP signifies a limited liability partnership under Washington law, will make its presentation. Do we have someone here today who is going to be representing the petitioner, 6902 6th Avenue?
Mr. Examiner, it's my understanding that Alexi was going to be here this morning to represent the partnership, and I'm not seeing him.
that known, we really do need a representative of the petitioner from the hearing to go forward. If we don't have a party present.
Exactly. Mr. Examiner, I sent in the minutes after you let me into the hearing room, I sent an email to the petitioner reminding them of the hearing and sending the email that your assistant sent out with a link for Zoom just to double check and make sure that they have it, but I am not seeing them here yet.
Yeah. To everybody who's showed up so far, to me, that is it. So, honestly, we don't have so much from the petitioner side here. There's not much point in me continuing to go on through how we're going to proceed today. The petitioner would normally go next, and then we'd have the public testimony, public comment portion. The two participants who are listed as Corey Richardson and Hong Nov, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right. Are either of the two of you wanting to give public comment testimony today when we get to that portion of the hearing?
No, I'm here just to get information. I'm a neighbor, and I'm interested in this process.
Okay. Yeah, and that's you know, like...
Well, my name is Louisa Lake, calling from the Tacoma Hearing Center.
This hearing is a public hearing in all sense of the word.
I'm calling regarding a hearing we're holding right now on 69026 LLP. And this is the phone number we have for contact. I'm looking for Andalowski
and when we get
Guy
to the public testimony portion of today's hearing, if we get there, you could certainly change your mind and offer some comment and testimony if you choose to do so. But you're certainly welcome to be here and listen and absorb. That's perfectly fine too. But at this point, Mr. Stevens, where we don't have any representative from your petitioner, I'm going to suggest that we pause. Effectively go into recess for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah,
please do. The
examiner's
about ready to take just a quick recess to give him an opportunity to find out if he's going to appear.
Unless all the parties are representative, we can't have
okay.
Effective.
Do.
This is
the office cell phone number. You can use that. It's my cell phone number, but it's just forwarding. Everything goes to my number here. That's fine. You can call me here. Okay, bye-bye.
I'll still leave things on here. If we have somebody show up before that, that's great. If we don't have somebody here within about 10 minutes, I'm inclined to say we're going to need to continue the hearing and re-notice. I know that's a pain, but got to have parties here.
Mr. Examiner?
Yes.
I just phoned the contact number for the petitioner, and it's not... the Mr. Guy Moronsky, it was another woman who's listed. She's going to call him right now. She expected him to be on for the hearing, so she's going to call him right
as
now.
As did we all.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, we'll be in recess until 9:20 unless we get somebody from the petitioner showing up sooner. So, on pause. Hang tight, folks. It's not 9:20, but
good morning, Alexia.
Mr. Guy Moronsky, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Do you have the ability to turn video on?
I do. Give me just 1 second, please.
Zoom has given me a message that says you will start your video later. There's not a whole lot of later since we didn't have the party representative here. Recording back on. So it's now 9:16. This is a hearing on a request to vacate what's built is a 10-foot-wide planning strip within the southerly portion of the 6th Avenue right-of-way line between South Howard Street and South Rochester Street. I've already noted for purposes of the record, date, time. This was scheduled to start at 9 a.m. We did not have a representative from the petitioner here, so we weren't able to proceed until now, 9:17. We do have Alexei Goronsky from the petitioner's side. So, as I was explaining, the city will make its presentation first. The petitioner will have the opportunity to ask cross-examination questions of the city's sole witness. Then we'll move to the petitioner's side. I will note that very often in hearings such as this one, the thoroughness with which the city presents information regarding the requested street vacation oftentimes makes it so there isn't a whole lot for the petitioner to add, although the petitioner can certainly present whatever testimony and evidence that it chooses to do so. And I refer to the petitioner as of yet because it's a business entity, limited liability partnership. So, at least from my grammatical background, yet is the proper pronoun for business entities. No offense intended to any of the people who work in that business entity and make it up. So, the petitioner will make its presentation, and then that would be the point where we would move to the public comment, public testimony portion of today's hearing. We do have two members of the public, and if they decide, oh, we lost Mr. Stevens somehow.
Mr. Zimmer, I got kicked out of my connection.
Yeah, I saw that we lost you there momentarily. You didn't miss anything exciting. And I am getting a bit of an echo through your side when I, well, actually now it's not happening, so that's great. So anyway, when we get to the public comment, public testimony portion of the hearing, if anybody who's in the hearing room is wanting to give testimony at that point, I would ask that you use the chat function down at the bottom. If you go down to the bottom, there will be a little control bar down there that has mute, stop video, participants chat, that sort of thing. Actually, both of the participants in the room thus far have already used the chat function, so you know how to do that. If you decide you want to give some testimony, I would ask that you put that you signify that in the chat box, and that you put your contact information in there so that we can identify you completely in the record, and also so that we can get you a copy of the recommendation when that issues, if you would like that, send that to you as a scan through your email. After the public testimony portion of the hearing today, if either the city or the petitioner at that point have rebuttal testimony to offer, that would be the time for that to happen. The rebuttal portion is usually used to answer questions or address things that come up. To address things that come up in the public comment portion of the hearing. So if we don't have any comment, my guess is that we really won't have anything to rebut. And after that, then both the petitioner and the city will have the opportunity to make closing statements if they choose to do so, and then we'll be done. And after all that happens, then, as I mentioned at the outset, I will take all the evidence and testimony from the hearing back, review all that again. I've read through it all, everything that was submitted prior to the hearing, I've read through that prior to today's hearing commencing. But I'll look at it all again, review it all, and then issue a written recommendation to the city council, and then it'll be scheduled for council consideration. So, all that said, are there any questions from the parties or procedural matters that need to be addressed before we get started? And I will address the city's exhibits here in just a moment, so I haven't forgotten about that, Mr. Stevens. But do you have anything else that we need to address or questions that need to be answered before we get underway, Mr. Stevens, for the city?
I have nothing at this time, Mr. Examiner.
Okay. Mr. Goronsky, do you have anything that you need to address or questions that you need to answer before we get underway?
I have nothing at this time.
All right, then. So I will note that prior to today's hearing, the city submitted an exhibit list and exhibits that have been marked C1 through C14. Mr. Guy Voronsky, I presume that you were given a copy of the city's exhibits, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any concerns about those exhibits coming in and being formally admitted and made part of the record?
No.
All right, then, I assume, Mr. Stevens, you have a motion for me. Oh, Mr. Stevens is disappearing again, so I'll wait for him to come back. This is going to be fine. Everybody hang tight. We got to get the city's representative back in the hearing room. Having difficulties. I guess it must be the sunny weather or something. It's interfering. I don't know. We really do have to have the parties represented on both sides of this for this to happen. So first we didn't have anyone from the petitioner, and now the city has disappeared on us. Two neighbors who are participating here, normally we don't have this much difficulty with these things. With parties not being present and dropping out, all those kinds of things. We've been doing hearings this way for pretty much a year now. Got a few technological glitches here and there along the way, but so far this one's kind of taking the cake, as they say, for problems along the way. Mr. Stevens still isn't showing back up by the world's fault. Oh, here we go. So while he's getting reconnected, give me just 1 second. Back.
I am back. Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. And
okay.
There really doesn't appear to be much of a lag in your video and audio coming through. By that I mean, you know, it doesn't look like a dubbed kung fu movie where I can see your lips moving and I'm hearing you in time with that. So there really isn't a whole lot of latency going on there from your end to my end. I don't know if you're hearing me in real time or not, but glad to have you back. And right before you disappeared, I said that I was anticipating motion from you in regard to the city's exhibits.
Yes, Mr. Examiner, I'd like to submit city's exhibits C1 through C14 to the record.
They will be admitted and made part of the record, as much as there's no objection to that happening from the petitioner's side. So, with that said, let's go ahead and get underway with presentations. Mr. Stevens, are you wishing to make a separate opening statement on behalf of the city, or should we just swear you in and get straight into the particulars of the city's testimony?
I would suggest just swearing me in and let's get.
Then if you raise your right hand, please. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Go ahead. Oh, and I will note, I think Mr. Stevens knows this, but if you are wanting to make reference to exhibits as part of your presentation, I can share that up on the screen so that everyone can see that. If you would like me to do that, I will.
Thank you, Mr. Examiner. Good morning, Mr. Examiner, and members of the public and the petitioner. My name is Troy Stevens, and I work for the Public Works Department. Real Property Services has received a petition to vacate a 10-foot-wide planting strip within the southerly portion of the 6th Avenue right-of-way, lying between South Howard Street and Rochester Street. The petitioner intends to use the subject property to facilitate a 7-story apartment building. The city acquired the 6th Avenue right-of-way was placed in the glass display case located on the first floor of the Tacoma Municipal Building, abutting the finance department. And a notice memo was advertised on the City of Tacoma website, in the Daily Index newspaper, mailed to all parties of record within 300 feet of the vacation request, and advertised on municipal television channel 12. Regarding the criteria section G of the preliminary report and discussed in the Tacoma Municipal Code section 9.22.070, real property services finds the following. The vacation is a public benefit because it places the property on the tax rolls and facilitates private improvements. City of Tacoma Traffic Engineering has been consulted and does not object. The petition has been considered by city staff and outside quasi-governmental agencies, and they found that it does not adversely affect the public need. The right-of-way is not needed for future public use. No abutting owners become landlocked, nor will their access be substantially impaired. And the vacated area is not close to a body of water, as contemplated under RCW 3579.035. As part of the city's review process for spring vacation...
Mr. Stevens, hang on one second. We're still talking about the criteria, quick question for you.
Sure.
And this is kind of a question that maybe you'll need to end up taking back to real property services just in general.
Right.
Because it shows up in this preliminary report for this particular vacation, and it showed up a number of times recently. We're looking at the criteria from RCW 3579, it's also in TMC 922.
Right.
Assessing whether the vacation will provide a public benefit or will be for a public purpose. And the city lists facilitating private improvements. Can you explain to me how that's for a public benefit, that's a public benefit or public purpose? Because there's actually case law that says facilitating private improvements is kind of the antithesis of that whole thing. So maybe you can enlighten me how this particular development and its private improvements end up being some sort of public benefit.
Well, and Mr. Examiner, thank you for the question. I think it basically swings back to the tax rolls piece. It's a public benefit because it's facilitating the private developments that will increase. By placing the property on the tax rolls, you're increasing the benefit for the public, but then also facilitating the development, in theory, will, in time, also increase the tax benefit for the public. That's the thinking.
Okay, there's no, for this particular development, because it's increasing the housing stock in the city of Tacoma, RPS didn't view that as any sort of public benefit.
Well, then, yes, I think that's what I guess was implied in what I was saying, was that yes, that facilitating the private development, increasing the housing stock that's a public benefit also.
All right, go ahead.
All right. As part of the city's review process for street vacation petitions, notice of this application was mailed to various city departments, as well as many outside quasi-governmental agencies, and they have provided comments and recommended conditions to Real Property Services. Real Property Services recommends the following be made conditions of approval for this street vacation petition. The code requires the petitioner to compensate the city in an amount equal to the full appraised value of the area vacated. One half of the revenue received shall be devoted to the acquisition, improvement, and maintenance of public open space lands, and one half will possibly be devoted to the transportation projects and management or maintenance of city-owned lands and unimproved rights-of-way. Real Property Services has also received advisory comments. No objection or additional comment was received from RPS LID, Public Works Traffic Engineering, and yesterday. And I will note that the examiner is also showing what I'm speaking to on the screen. Tacoma Water, Tacoma Power Click, Environmental Services, Science and Engineering, Environmental Services Solid Waste, Tacoma Fire, Community and Economic Development, Puget Sound Energy, Comcast, and City. Mr. Examiner, this concludes my report, and I will be happy to answer any questions you may have.
So just a couple. You are seeing the page of Exhibit C1 of on the screen right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So to clarify then, there are no utilities, public or private, that are requesting an easement reservation in this particular location, correct?
That is correct, Mr. Examiner.
Okay. One question for you here. I don't know how germane this really is to the petition at hand in any event. So I'm showing a burial map here, and you've got the vacation area designated with these red dots, I guess, or really dots, red boxes here, right? This is where the vacation area is.
Yes.
Here on the east end of this, do we actually have a building that encroaches out in the right-of-way here? Is that what I'm seeing?
Mr. Examiner, one of the things that can happen is the GIS, depending on where the photography was, you know, the angle of the aerial photography when it was taken, it can sometimes appear that buildings are encroaching or that it's not. It can skew the perception or how something appears. So while it appears that the building is encroaching, it's my understanding that it's not. That's
a heck of a skew.
But it is, but sometimes it can be that much of one.
All right, well, I guess whether it does or it doesn't, that's yours and the petitioner's headache to sort out at some point. So.
Correct, and it's my understanding that the petitioner is planning on building this 7-story building. I'm assuming, and Alexi can speak to this, but I'm assuming that that building is all coming down.
All right. Well, I don't think I had any other questions then. I'm going to stop the screen share.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Gagoronsky, do you have cross-examination questions for Mr. Stevens based on his presentation?
I do not, but if I may just add...
Hang on. If you have questions for Mr. Stevens, this is the time for them right now. If you have things you want to add, you're going to get your turn here in just a moment. So sit tight. If you've got questions, though, now would be the time to ask those. So no questions, then?
No questions.
All right, then. So the city of RAS, correct, Mr. Stevens?
That is correct, Mr. Stevens.
And Mr. Gagoronsky, now would be the time for you to make your presentation on behalf of the petitioner. So if you've got some things you want to add, if you have, I'm going to sort of move us past whether you've got a formal opening statement. If you have one, you can make it. But let's get you sworn in, and then you can add whatever it is you want to add to the record today for my consideration. And right on cue, you've got your hand up there, so thank you for that. Do you swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give in this hearing today will be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
Sorry, the audio will break.
All right, so I'll try it again. Can you hear me?
I do.
Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Can you hear me?
I can't hear.
Well, I can hear you, but I guess we're not coming through. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Mr. Gagoronsky, can you hear me? Oh, this is a fun one. Mr. Gagoronsky, I'm going to suggest that you leave the meeting and that you try to rejoin and see if that helps. Of course, by suggesting it, if you can't hear me right now, it can make any difference. So, okay, can you hear me now at all? Mr. Gagoronsky, And were you able to hear Mr. Stevens' presentation at all? Mr. Stevens, why don't you try to talk and see if he can hear you?
Right. Alexei, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, interesting.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, so would you really try him, please? Do you swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, so go ahead and tell me what you want me to know from the petitioners.
Yes, we are on that portion of the right-of-way that is facing 6th Avenue. We are doing additional improvements there for some of the comments that we received from site planning and from Pierce Transit. So we are going to be improving that bus stop and then including some amenity spaces adjacent to our property and expanding and making that city sidewalk wider and making that space more friendly to the public and around that bus stop area, kind of up along all along the face of that building along the 6th Avenue. Beyond the 10-foot landscaping easement strip that is in discussion.
Okay. Anything else that you'd like me to know?
I think that's it. Yeah.
All right. Mr. Stevens, do you have cross-examination questions for Mr. Gavronsky based on what he's presented?
I don't. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Gavronsky. That is, I think, beneficial information. It's helpful to me, I guess, even though it doesn't necessarily directly relate to the vacation petition, but it might also be helpful to the two neighboring members of the public we have here to know that that's what's going to happen as part of the development. Again, even though it's not maybe necessarily directly related to the vacation today. So, if there's nothing else from the petitioner's side, then that would take us to our public testimony portion of today's hearing. And we still only have the same people that have been here on and off throughout the course of the morning. But Mr. Richardson Mr. Nove, I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right, but if either of you would like to offer any testimony or if you have questions for the city or the petitioner, now would be the time for that to happen. You certainly don't have to, but if you would like to, you can go ahead and I'll give you about 10, 15 seconds for that. If you don't unmute, we'll just stay. Mr. Richardson, you have unmuted. Do you want to testify or?
I don't really have anything to testify. My curiosity was the dates. I was really concerned about what the dates were. That was my only question.
The dates for
the project. What can we anticipate? Like, is this going to start next week, or is this going to start in 2022? That was my question.
All right. So, I'll give Mr. Gavronsky the opportunity to address that question in the rebuttal portion. If you don't have anything else, thanks for throwing out that question. And we'll see if we can get an answer to it during rebuttal. At this point, I'm going to do the going, gone call for public testimony and move to rebuttal. I presume, Mr. Stevens, that you don't really know the answer to that question because it doesn't necessarily relate to the vacation, but more to the development that will follow the vacation if it is approved. Mr. Gavronsky, do you have any timetable information that you can give Mr. Richardson an answer to his question?
We are working on actually submitting the plan set to the city for review, hopefully within the next 60 days. The permitting is being happened in two phases, the excavation, shoring, and foundation, and then the rest of the building. Our best case scenario most likely is like November, but most likely it's going to be a year from now, so probably early spring of next year.
All right. Well, thank you for that additional information. And is there any other rebuttal information that either the city or the petitioner wants to offer at this point? Anything from the city?
No, thank you.
All right. Anything additional from the petitioner, Mr. Gagoronsky?
No, sir.
And if I'm mispronouncing that, please feel free to correct me. People have really struggled with my last name, too, and need lots of correction to pronounce it.
You're doing good. You're coming good.
Okay. All right, then. So now would be the time for closing statements, then, if the parties wish to make a formal closing statement. Mr. Stevens, do you have a closing argument or closing statement you wish to make on behalf of the city?
I don't, Mr. Stevens.
All right. Can certainly waive those. Mr. Gavronsky, do you have a closing statement or closing argument you wish to make on behalf of the petitioner?
I do not, sir. Thank you.
All right, so we are ready to close then. As I said at the outset, I'm not the decision maker, but I will put together a written recommendation to the City Council to assist the council in making its decision. That recommendation will probably issue within 2 weeks' time. Our two participants, Mr. Richardson and Hong Nov, who are here, if you would like a copy of that recommendation, I would ask that you put your email addresses in the chat box quickly before we close, and we can get that to you. What you can also do, so I will put the hearing examiner's email address in here, and you can send your email addresses there as well. So let me do that here quickly. If you don't want to put your email address up here, that's fine. Office. Make sure that's correct. There it is. You've got the hearing examiner's email address. It kind of splits it up in the chat box, but that cityoftacoma.org is all together, even though it's been truncated and wrapped around the line. All right. So that will probably be issued, but like I said, my recommendation will be issued within 2 weeks' time. And then after that, it gets scheduled for council to hear and consider in one of its regularly convened Tuesday night meetings, and that usually takes another couple of weeks or so, another couple of weeks to a month. And then the council will have first reading of the vacation ordinance, and then for it to be finalized, then usually there's, in this case, there's not a whole lot of conditions to meet, but payment of compensation for the right-of-way area. And I see a question being posted again about timing for the project. I believe Mr. Gagoronsky said that probably very soonest would be November of 2021, but more likely than holding off until the less rainy construction season starts in 2022, I think. Is that correct, Mr. Gagoronsky?
That is correct, yes.
So, council will act on it once it gets scheduled for that. Unless there are any questions at this point or procedural matters, we will be ready to close. Just last call here, anything from the city?
No, thank you, Mr. Examiner.
Anything from the petitioner?
No, thank you, sir.
So, question just showed up in the chat box. What kind of apartments will be constructed? That's a really broad question, kind of beyond the scope of the street vacation context, really. Mr. Gavronsky, I don't know if you're doing any outreach to the neighbors to inform them about the project that you're building. If you have an email address that you can supply to the two neighbors who are in here, to where they could ask that question outside the context here, since we are ready to close at this point. We're kind of past the public comment, public question portion. I certainly don't have the answer to the question. I don't know if you're amenable to that sort of thing or not.
Yeah, of course, I'd be open to that, yes.
Okay. Do you have a phone number or an email address you'd like to
I'll post it in the chat right now.
Okay, that's great. Once that comes up, then I'll give the So, give you a minute to jot that down, and then that conversation questioning can be continued more in the context of development as opposed to vacation. So, all right, I see there's a thanks there, so it looks like you've got that email address, and we'll be ready to close. I'll thank the parties for the presentations. My apologies for the technical difficulties today. I don't know, you know, whether those are originating on my end or other end. It really doesn't matter. It's my hearing, so I'll take responsibility for it. And I appreciate the parties hanging in. I appreciate our two members of the public hanging in. Thank you for your presentations. And again, look for the recommendation about 2 weeks' time, and then look forward to go to council probably within a month after that. And with that, I will wish you a good rest of your day, and we will be off the record. Thank you.
Thank you.